Sechet Makis Parabes Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Yosi Barab Yehuda Oimer B'tchila Echad Shoygei V'Echad Meivin Makdimin Lo'ari Miklat. Rabbi Yosi Barab Yehuda said that first, when somebody commits a murder, whether he did it unintentionally or intentionally, doesn't make a difference. He would first go to the Ur Miklat in order that the Goa Adam would not kill him before he can be brought to Din. U'Bezdin Shochin U'Mabiyin Oso Misha. When Bezdin is ready to bring him to Din, Bezdin was sent for the Roseah, and he would be brought to the Bezdin. Mishin is Chayav Misa V'Bezdin Haragua. If Bezdin finds that he is Chayav Misa, that he killed B'Mezid, Bezdin would put him to death. U'Shalom is Chayav Misa Patrua. If Bezdin finds that he is not Chayav Misa, as it was not sufficient Edith or Hasra, Bezdin would dismiss him, and he would be free to go home. Mishin is Chayav Golos. If Bezdin finds that he is chayav to go into Golos, that he killed B'Shogeg, Machzirin Oso Lemkomo, they would send him back to the Ir Miklat Shenemar, the Heshivu Oso Ha'eda El Ir Miklat. So the Eda would bring him back to the Ir Miklat, and he would stay there until the death of the Kohen Gadol. Echad Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha. Whether the present Kohen Gadol was anointed by the Shemen HaMishcha, all the Kohenim Dolim in the times of the Bayis Rishon until the time of Melech Yoshia were Kohen Gadol by virtue that they were anointed by the Shemen HaMishcha. If the Kohen Gadol that was anointed by the Shemen HaMishcha dies, the Echad Hamruba B'Gadim, or whether the Kohen Gadol at the time was not anointed by Shemen HaMishcha, he was Kohen Gadol by virtue of the fact that he served the Avodah and ate the Gadim, all the Kohenim Dolim during Bayis Sheni, and the Kohenim Dolim during Bayis Rishon after the times of Yoshia HaMelech were Kohenim Dolim by virtue that they had ate the Gadim and they were not anointed by the Shemen HaMishcha. If that Kohen Gadol died, he also would be able to return home. Even if the Kohen Gadol that died was not a present serving Kohen Gadol, as he was a Kohen Gadol at one point, as the original Kohen Gadol had a soul and therefore they needed a replacement, and this Kohen Gadol was a replacement for an interim period, and now he no longer is a present serving Kohen Gadol, even so, if he dies, the Roseach would be free to go home. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Ach Meshuach Mochama Machzir Et HaRoseach. Rabbi Yehuda says, even a Kohen Gadol that was anointed just to say the words of the Torah at the time that the Klai Yisrael goes to Mochama, even if he dies, the Roseach would be free to go home. L'fichach imo sehen shel kohanim misafkos lahem michya v'ksuv k'dei shelo yispalu al b'neihem sheyemusu. Therefore, since that which the Roseach goes home is totally on the death of the Kohen Gadol, and the mothers of the Kohen Dolim were afraid that the Rotschim would daven that the Kohen Gadol should die so they would be able to go home. Therefore, the mothers of the Kohen Dolim would provide to the Rotschim parnasa and clothing in order that they should not daven that their son should die. Now, even though the Chora, the tefillos of the Rotschim should not be niskabel and shemayim since they are davening that somebody should die, the answer is that since the Kohen Dolim should have prayed in the Beit HaMikdash, that nobody would kill B'Shogeg, so therefore they are partly at fault that somebody killed somebody else B'Shogeg, so therefore it's possible that the tefillos of the Roskin would be Neskabel in Shemayim, and the Kohen Gadol would die because of these tefillos, so the mothers of the Kohen Gadol would provide them food and clothing in order that they should not die and that the Kohen Gadol should die. Mishenigmar Dino made Kohen Gadol HaRezeh in a Gola. If a Roseach had his decision already decided by Bezdin that he should go into Golos, and before he actually went into Golos, the Kohen Gadol died, he would not have to go to Golos at all. He would be free immediately to go home without going into exile. Im Ashelo Nigmar Dino Meis Kohen Gadol, Uminu Acher Tachtav, Ula Acher Mikain Nigmar Dino, Choser B'Misato Shoshini. If while his din was still being decided, they hadn't yet decided the din, and the Kohen Gadol died, and before the decision was made by Bezdin to send him to Golos, a new Kohen Gadol was appointed, the Roseach would only be able to go home from Golos after the death of the new Kohen Gadol. Mesachas Makis Parabeis Mishnah Zion Nigmar Dino Velo Kohen Gadol. Somebody who killed B'Shogeg, and at the time that Bezdin was Mechayev in Golos, there was no Kohen Gadol serving in the base of Migdash. Ha-Horei Kohen Gadol. Or somebody who killed a Kohen Gadol, B'Shogeg, and at the time of his Gemara Din, they had not yet appointed a new Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol Shahara, or the Kohen Gadol himself that killed somebody, B'Shogeg, and at the time they were Mechayev and Golos, there was no new Kohen Gadol appointed to serve in the Beit HaMikdash, Eino Yotzei Misham La'olam. None of these people will ever get out of the Eretz Mikla, and even if after the Gemara Din a new Kohen Gadol was appointed, the death of that new Kohen Gadol would not get them out of the Eretz Mikla. Beina yotzei lo le'edus mitzvah, lo le'edus mamon, lo le'edus nefashos. A rotzeach that was exiled to an Eretz Mikla cannot leave the Eretz Mikla at all, not to be made for a mitzvah such as for Kiddush HaChodesh, nor can he leave for any other mitzvah. He also cannot leave to be made on a monetary dispute, or even to be made on a capital case. He cannot leave the Eretz Mikla. Ba'afilu Yisrael tricham lo, even if the person who was exiled was needed by Klal Yisrael, ba'afilu sar tzva Yisrael ki Yoav ben Tzeruya eino yotzei mishol olam. Even the chief of the army, such as Yoav ben Tzeruya, who was a sar tzva at the time of David HaMelech, even though Klal Yisrael needs him badly, he cannot leave the Eretz Mikla to be killed. B'shogeg shenemar, as the pasuk says, asher nas shama, that the rotzeach should escape to the Eretz Mikla. Sham tehei tirasu, that is where he should live. Sham tehei misasu, that's where he will die if the Kohen Gadol doesn't die first. Sham tehei kburasu, that's where he would be buried. They would only take out his body to be buried in the cemetery of his family after the death of the Kohen Gadol. Kishem Shahair Koletes Kach Tchuma Kolet. Just like the Eretz Mikla itself is refuge, that within the Eretz Mikla itself, the God, Don, the relative of the murder victim cannot kill him, so too the Tchum of the Eretz Mikla, the 2,000 Amos surrounding the Eretz Mikla, also is a refuge for the Rotzeach, that the God, Don, cannot kill the Rotzeach within the Tchum of the Eretz Mikla. Rotzeach Shiyata Chutz L'Tchum Umatso Goa Hadam. A rotzeach that leaves the tchum of the Eretz Mikla, and the Goa Adam find him there. Rabbi Yosi Haglili Omer Mitzvah B'Yad Goya Adam U'Rishut B'Yad Ko Adam. Rabbi Yosi Haglili says it's a mitzvah for the Goa Adam to kill the rotzeach since the rotzeach left the Eretz Mikla, and any other person that sees the rotzeach outside the Eretz Mikla has the right to kill him, but it's not a mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva Oimer Rishus B'Yad Goyal Hadam B'Chol Adam Ein Chayavin Allah. Rabbi Akiva says if the Goyal Hadam finds the Rotzeach outside the Eretz Mikla, he has the right to kill him, but it's not a mitzvah, and anybody else would not be allowed to kill him, but if they do kill the Rotzeach, they would not be Chayav Misa for killing him. Ilan Shuhu Ome B'Toch HaTchum B'Nofo Notech Chol HaTchum. A tree that is within the tchum of the Eretz Mikla, but the branches stick outside of the tchum of the Eretz Mikla. O omeid chutz l'tchum benofo notel l'toch ha-tchum. Or the tree is outside the tchum of the Eretz Mikla, but has branches that are sticking within the tchum of the Eretz Mikla. Akol holech achar hanot. Everything goes by the branches, and the Gemara explained that it means to say that it also goes by the branches, meaning on whichever part of the tree the rotzeach is on, whether he is on the main part of the tree or under one of the branches, it doesn't make a difference. The Goa Adam cannot kill him within the area of the tree, as even if he is on the part of the tree that is outside the tchum, since part of the tree is within the tchum, the Goa Adam cannot kill him there. Harak ba'oso ha'ir, gola mishchuna lishchuna. A rotzeach that killed b'shogeg and went into Goa to an Eretz Mikla, and while he was in the Eretz Mikla, he killed again b'shogeg. Now really, he should leave the Eretz Mikla to go into Goa to a different Eretz Mikla, but a rotzeach cannot leave an Eretz Mikla for any purpose, so therefore it would suffice that he would go into Goa from the neighborhood in the Eretz Mikla that he is living in to a different neighborhood. U'ben Levi Gola me'ir le'ir. A Ben Levi that lives in one of the 42 cities that were set aside for the Levium, and he kills there b'shogeg, he would have to go into Golos from the city that he lives in to a different city, to a different Eir Levi, as all the Ari Levium were Ari Mikla, were refuge for Rotzchim, and since this Ben Levi had not killed previously, it would not suffice that he go into Golos from one neighborhood to another neighborhood. Since he's allowed to leave the Eir Mikla, he has to go to a different Eir Mikla.